With the very greatest of respect to Paul, and I'd like to preface these remarks by saying I actually hold a British passport. My father's British. My grandfather died last year at 107, was the last surviving officer from the British Army in World War I. And I actually barracked for the English in the cricket. But I think we actually have a problem here, which is the domination of our board by the old British school tie, with our three knights, our chairman of Cazenove, our lord, and our chairman. And I think that, objectively, looking at it from a shareholder's point of view, it is very clearly in the interests of the shareholders that this company actually be based in Australia. And I make a couple of points about this. The first is that the world changed last November when the Howard government was voted out. We made a series of undertakings to the previous Labor government when CRARTZ was created in 1996, which we subsequently broke and which very much upset the Labor Party. I think if you look at resource nationalism around the world, you see it with...
Wait a minute, what has this got to do with the re-election of Paul Skinner?
I'm speaking against the re-election, which has
nothing to do with the re-election of Paul Skinner.
I'm explaining why I will be voting against the chairman, and I'm putting the case as to why. It'll take about one more minute, if I can beg
one more minute, okay.
Now, when you look at issues like access to resources, like the debate over Shovelina, like the major government policy decisions over open access to our rail mines, even sensitive issues like getting back into Bougainville. I mean, the previous government had terrible relations in the Asian Pacific. Lord Downer, you know, was just very, very standoffish. The Labor government has much better connections. And I just think, frankly, that the world has changed and that this board hasn't realised. Did you see last weekend's 2020 summit, where the overwhelming message from all those Labor lovies who were gathered was that they want a republic? I mean, that actually goes to the core of how they will deal with this company by the fact that it's a British-based company when it should be an Australian-based company. And my point is, we will get a better run from the Australian government, and it will create substantial value for this company, dealings in China, dealings across the region, if we were headquartered here, if we were owned more than 15% by Australian shareholders, and if we had more than two...
Okay.
15 Australian-based directors. So, Chairman, I think you're the blocking point here, and I'll be voting against your election today, and I want you to heed the message that I think you need to get ahead of the curve as to what will create shareholder value for us shareholders in the future.
Okay. Well, I'm very sorry to hear that you're going to vote against Paul's election, because I think he does an extremely good job for this company, and it would be... not as good a company without him, let me put it that way. So I'm sorry about that.